Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Andrew Beaton, he is with the Wall Street Journal, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline as again, the hearing for Deshaun Watson. The league is there, and Deshaun Watson's side is there, and we will see what comes of this. Andrew, we appreciate your time this afternoon. I guess we start with, and I saw you wrote a piece the other day about the indefinite suspension that the NFL is pushing for. The idea of an indefinite suspension would obviously, to its definition, mean that he's out right away, and then he would have to, I believe it would start at a year, right? It would start at a year, and then he would have to apply for reinstatement after that year, correct?
That's right, and that's what the NFL is pushing for. They don't want him to be out. What they're looking for is for this to be no shorter than one season, and an indefinite suspension would mean that even after that one season, that's when he would just be able to apply for reinstatement, and there wouldn't be a hard and fast guarantee that he'd be able to come back, you know, even after just one year.
So we've been asking a lot of people this lately. Do we think that the NFL made a point to not only push for that, but make sure everybody knew that they pushed for that in the event that it comes back less than a year? And, well, people are saying what, and the NFL can just say, hey, we tried.
Well, I don't want to get into the NFL's thinking because I'm not sure I can speak for them. But I think the one thing we're seeing that's clear here is they want to come down hard on him. They think it is important to do so. And they think that enough of these cases have strong enough evidence that it merits what is in some ways an unprecedented suspension right now, because we've seen suspensions in the past for personal conduct policy violations that have been far shorter than this. You know, there have been other cases where, yes, Michael Vick got an indefinite suspension, but he's also someone who was sent to jail. And so given the various circumstances here, this would be an unprecedented discipline. But they also believe that the breadth of the cases and the evidence merit that.
So we've been talking about this, Andrew, all afternoon. And it obviously, Goodell, at the end of the day, has the final say. Is that correct, Andrew?
That is likely a scenario, because basically what can happen here is that it begins with a neutral arbitrator who is picked mutually by the NFL and the NFL Players Association. It's a former judge named Sue Robinson, and the case is in right now in her hands. And then if in a world where she decides that there's been no violation of the personal conduct policy, the case is done. But if she issues a suspension, either side can appeal the length of that suspension. So if it's a year and Deshaun Watson's side doesn't like that, they can appeal that. Or if it's shorter, the NFL can appeal that. And that appeal goes to Roger Goodell or somebody who he designates. So yes, it is very possible that this ends up in the hands of either Goodell or somebody that he's handpicking.
With that being said, if the league does want the full indefinite year, you know, whatever, at least a year, they can get it, right? I mean, if that's what they're suggesting, and let's say Sue Robinson comes back and says, you know, 10 games, like, are they just going to accept that? Or do you think that they're going to put, they at that point would then push for the year?
I think that's one of the most interesting questions that we're probably going to find out over the course of the next week or so, because on the one hand, they would seemingly have a mechanism to get what they want and discipline him as they see fit. On the other hand, there will also be a decision being made by someone who's extremely credible, of a former U.S. District Court judge who's neutral. And I also think that her judgment would also have to color the NFL's thinking on this. So I think what you're asking is really one of the most fascinating questions over the course of the next week. And, you know, one of the things that's also lingering in the back of my mind is that these things can get pretty contentious. Like, if you remember Ezekiel Elliott in 2017, these fights sometimes can drag on.
Talking to Andrew Beaton in the Wall Street Journal, joining us here afternoon drive on 92.3 The Fan. Okay, so the NFL, it's interesting because we keep talking about optics. Optics keeps coming up with this, and Dustin just posed that scenario where whatever Sue Robinson decides, you know, what is the NFL going to do? I mean, I would think certainly from an optics standpoint, this is the first time. I mean, she's obviously been that person collectively bargained since 2020, but this is the first time they use her in this situation. So would the NFL kind of be a little hesitant, you think? And maybe you already answered this, but do you think they'd be hesitant, being that it's her first case, to say, oh, no, wait a minute, we got to strong arm this and we've got to get this overturned?
I think they really have to weigh what she decides and how she looks at it, because it's possible she sees different nuance or other elements of the case. And who knows, maybe she thinks it could be even longer. I don't know. Oh, this is really in her hands. But to your point, I think one of the most interesting elements of this case is that the entire case in many ways is unprecedented. And that's also why both sides are so keen on the outcome, is that this is the first time under this CBA, under this personal conduct policy, that this process is playing out. This is new to everybody involved, and whether it's creating precedents or just establishing the thought of how this type of process will play out in the future, this, if you want to look at this from a union perspective, this case might not just be important for Deshaun Watson, but it's also important for the next player who goes through this process.
I know Deshaun Watson has added this attorney, Kessler, to his side, and apparently based on what we've heard, the league was a little bit concerned about that, that this guy's really, he's a shark, right? He wins a lot of cases, and he's done a lot for other athletes in the past and things like that. How big a role do you think that has in this, in terms of, you know, representing Watson versus this neutral arbitrator and Sue Robinson today in this case?
I'm not sure the NFL is afraid of Jeffrey Kessler. They've sure dealt with him a ton over the years. But what he adds is an element of looking at this from almost a bureaucratic perspective, because there's two different lines of defense for Deshaun Watson. One is, as we've seen involving the civil cases, is attacking the credibility of the accusers and saying Deshaun Watson didn't do any of this and that X, Y, and Z are false. That's one line of Deshaun Watson's defense. The other is looking at this from just a sheer union management perspective of this is how players have been disciplined in the past, and saying this would be way out of line with what is appropriate discipline. And that's really where Kessler comes in, because he is someone who is really familiar with union matters and has done a lot of work for the NFLPA and can look at this and say, you know, why is he getting banned for a year or possibly longer when this happened to Dan Snyder, or suspensions in the past for players have been shorter? So it adds just sort of another element of defense for Deshaun Watson that's not just simply, all right, I didn't do this.
You know, what also is so fascinating about this, there's so many different aspects of it, but we're talking about Jeffrey Kessler, and as Dustin just mentioned, I mean, this guy's a bulldog, and no, I don't think the NFL is afraid of him, but this guy definitely gets results. It feels like Jeffrey Kessler is not one of the, you know, I'll tell you what, guys, if we can get six, like, he's going to go all or nothing. And so if there is a settlement, or like, you know, hey, how about six games? Boy, that seems a lot better than a full season. Would Kessler even say, no, to hell with that, I can prove this, and I can or I can sway them to get it down to less or even nothing. Do you think that's possible with Kessler?
Yeah, it's a little hard to guess, but I think given the way things have trended, a six-game suspension would have to be seen as somewhat of a coup right now for Deshaun Watson's side. But the one thing we do know is that, yes, there have been those talks about trying to negotiate a settlement between the sides and circumvent the arbitration hearing. And those talks really, thus far, haven't yielded much. I mean, the league's position has been it's accepting nothing shorter than a year. And so that's where those talks stand, and that clearly hasn't led to much.
How much, like, as far as the parties there, and obviously you have Deshaun Watson's side, you have the NFL side, like, do you think they hear, or Sue Robinson hears much from Rusty Harden? I know it's a collaboration, but is this more like Kessler doing the talking, if you could give us, like, kind of a peek behind the curtain?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd all love to be behind the curtain watching that hearing. But the way I understand it is that there's that sort of two-pronged defense of Deshaun Watson, where it is both that sort of union angle where they talk about this is what would be appropriate discipline under the collective bargaining agreement. And so they'll say that should either be minimal or nothing at all. And then there's the argument where they're looking at it from a more legal perspective, and that's the more of the side that's been working with Deshaun on the civil cases for the past year plus, and that's where they will try to mount a defense where it's looking at the cases and trying to poke holes in the allegations that have been leveled against him.
Andrew Beaton is our guest. We'll get you out of here with this, Andrew. Andrew with the Wall Street Journal. So do you think the league, I know Sue Robinson says, you know, hey, if it takes a month to decide, then it'll take a month. But do you think deep down the league would like to, you know, say have this reconciled or have something out there by, you know, the holiday weekend, before the holiday weekend, little news dump? Like, what do you think? What do you think the NFL might be seeking here?
You know, I think their hope has been to try and get this resolved sometime next week. I mean, in a perfect world, they would have loved to actually have this done earlier. But this, one of the things we've seen with the Deshaun Watson situation is that we're not just looking at things that happened, lawsuits that were filed, say, a year ago. This has sort of been an actively developing situation, which makes investigating it and all of that a little bit of a moving timeline. I mean, we've seen new cases filed in the last few weeks. So the timeline on this has kind of constantly just been tinkered with. But when it's all said and done, I mean, this has started over a year ago. And I think what's clear is we're going to start to get an answer in the next week or two.
Andrew, we appreciate the time. Good stuff. And we'll just, like we said, wait and see how this thing plays out. But we appreciate your time this afternoon. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.